Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I am sure most of you remember what Jesus said in Luke 15. There's a celebration in heaven when one sinner repents. Imagine a celebration. To God, it doesn't matter who that person is who repented. Even if that person is against him, God will rejoice when that person repents. And of course, Saul come to my mind now. Do you remember Acts 8? We read that a great wave of persecution began after they stoned Stephen, you remember? And Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them into prison. That's Saul, before he became the Apostle Paul. Saul was persecuting Christians, putting them in prison, making them suffer, and put them to death if possible. He hated Christians with a passion, hated the name of Jesus. In Acts 9, we read, then Saul is still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. As Saul was on his way, you know, his mission to persecute more Christians, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, and I am quoting from the Bible, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Goad is a long stick with a pointed end used for prodding animals. Saul was full of darkness, of course, errors, motivated by anger and hate. But I want to make an observation here. I believe that Jesus was telling Saul, what are you doing is actually against yourself. You know, what are you doing against me? You are persecuting me. But by doing that, you are actually hurting yourself. It is against your soul. So I believe that Jesus' heart was communicating to Saul, why are you against my children, against my people? Why you are against Jesus? Because God's children is the body of Christ. And Jesus' voice, I believe, was full of compassion. It was not a harsh, condemning voice, but it was, Saul, you are not hurting me, you are hurting yourself. And we see throughout the New Testament, God's heart full of compassion toward sinners. Of course, you know the greatest commandment in Matthew 22, that we should love God with all our hearts, all our soul, all our minds. And when we really love God, we want to live our lives to satisfy His heart by helping more people benefit from Jesus' suffering. I would like to ask you, before the program ends, we pray that God will enable us to love Him in a way that causes us to live with the goal of making God rejoice through being used by Him to cause more celebrations in heaven. You know, my wife, Hala, sometimes tell me, if you love me, do this for me to make me happy. Usually something very reasonable that I don't feel like doing, but I do it anyway to make her happy. And I feel like God wants us also to manifest our love to Him by helping more people to glorify Him, to know Him, to worship Him, and to spend eternity with Him. Do you remember what Jesus said about the second greatest commandment in the Bible? Yes, you are right. love your neighbor as you love yourself. However, before Jesus said these words, Jesus said a couple of words we often don't pay much attention to, which makes a huge difference. Jesus said, the second greatest commandment is like the first one. Exactly like the first one. Interesting. Love my neighbor as I love myself is exactly equally important as loving God, according to Jesus' statement. Yes. Why? I believe Jesus meant that you can't really love me in action, you know, practically, without helping your lost neighbors to have a relationship with me. At least make an effort, sincere effort. At least live with that heart that I want to help lost people. I want to help Muslims know Jesus. By doing that, we are really expressing our love to Jesus and to God. Okay? And in the same time, we are living our lives to please God. As we mentioned before, to cause celebrations in heaven. Make God smile and satisfy it that more people benefited from the suffering of Jesus Christ. Because remember, Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is what the Bible is all about. Wow. I thought about this many times. The Bible is all about love my neighbor as I love myself. Yes. So the Bible is not really about just going to church and singing Christian songs and studying the Bible. Don't misunderstand me. All these things are very important. However, they are important to help us grow in our love for God and our love for people. Of course, that means our next door neighbors, people live next to us or lost people we meet, and includes Muslims, who are our neighbors. According to Disneyland, it's a small world after all. Disneyland got it right. It's a very small world. Remember something. God's love poured out in our heart through the Holy Spirit is our greatest motivation to tell people about Jesus. Okay, let me repeat that. Our love for God and God's love poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit toward people is our greatest and the strongest motivation to share Jesus with the lost people and with Muslims and with anyone we can. So our greatest motivation is that we love God. I love you, God. I want to make you happy. The more I fall in love with God, the more I want to bring more people, the whole world to God, to worship Him. The more I love people. Of course, I can't love people without God filling my heart and my spirit with His love toward people. So actually, it's God loving people through me and through you, manifesting His love to people through us. That will be our greatest motivation to share Jesus. This is a very important biblical foundation. Please, before the program ends, join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, help us to fall in love with you every day, more than the day before. God, forgive us for not loving you as you deserve to be loved. God, you gave us everything. Everything, God. You gave us yourself. You sacrificed for us. You forgave our sins. And you gave us a place in your kingdom. And we enjoy your presence and the blessings every day. God, we pray that through the Holy Spirit, you will fill our lives with love toward you. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your spirit. Enable us to manifest your love to the lost people we meet, including Muslims, God. To love them through your eyes, through your heart, through your spirit. And to demonstrate about our love to them through our words and actions. God, use me and use my brothers and sisters to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims. God, you can do it. There is nothing impossible for you. Use us, God, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.